Day 12, and there is still no electricity on much of the island of Puerto Rico. The slow pace of federal help has other officials taking matters into their own hands and trying to pitch in. Here in Massachusetts, local lawmakers and community organizers have launched a fundraising effort to raise money for aid. Massachusetts State Representative Jeffrey Sanchez is the honorary vice chair of the campaign. For him, what happened in Puerto Rico is personal. He has family there, including a cousin who just recently made it to Boston.
Thank God on Friday, my cousin who had a flight canceled from JetBlue essentially went from line to line to line and ended up on a Southwest flight flying into Miami to Atlanta to Chicago to Boston when we picked her up, which was incredible and emotional. And it was something else. And she looked like she had gone through hell and she was back. And she collapsed in her daughter's arms. It was very dramatic.
Wow.
And at the same time, she was suffering because her parents, my aunt and uncle, are still there. And then we have another aunt that we haven't been able to engage. And she's the one we're worried about because she lives in an isolated area in the town of Sidra, you know, on the side of a mountain. And we're just concerned because, again, the island is really suffering. People are drinking water off the top of their roofs.
I mean, what you say, it is incredible, it is emotional, but it's not exceptional. I'm hearing lots of stories like these in the midst of the chaos at the airport, people trying to get out. I mean, she's not the only one, your cousin.
People are trapped.
Yeah.
People are trapped, and it's unlike anything. Again, it's like what you see in those kids, you know, video games, Area 51, people trying to evacuate, you know, mayday, mayday. And unfortunately, there's a sense in the small towns and in the hamlets that nobody cares, nobody's listening because nobody can get to them.
As a state lawmaker, what is the pressure you're feeling to do something more? Because as we've seen, there have been a lot of people criticizing Washington for not doing enough.
I think people like myself in local office, I'm not the only one. I hear it from my colleagues across the country that they're feeling pressure from the local constituencies to say, what are you doing to organize a community and also to make connections with the powers that be in the governor's office, in the mayor's offices, and frankly, in Washington, D.C., well, with the president himself.
You were appointed to a working group by the Massachusetts Speaker of the State House to, quote, monitor the unprecedented actions of the Trump administration earlier this year. Where would you rank the Trump administration's reaction to post-Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico in terms of unprecedented?
First and foremost, I think the governor of Puerto Rico, Governor Rosselló, is correct in that nothing like this has ever been seen. And those folks that work for FEMA, the military that's out there right now, they're busting their backs. We can see it. But there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And I think that we heard it in the cries of the mayor of San Juan asking for help and asking for attention. This is Katrina size. Maria is Katrina size or bigger. This is Donald Trump's Katrina. Puerto Rico and Maria is Donald Trump's Katrina.
Presumably you've been to Puerto Rico before.
My entire life.
Yeah.
Places.
What do you love about your home?
You know what? The island is a very inspirational place because of its people, the culture. We're a melting pot from Africa, from Spain, from Corsica. There's just so much, and it's so little that people hear of the island. That's why I hope when Donald Trump lands in San Juan tomorrow that he can look beyond the tarmac. It's an incredible place with hardworking, committed people that have love for their brethren right now. I saw a clip that showed people that were clearing up trees, and they said, when the government gets here, it'll be done. And they're tying trees, the bumpers, to try and get the trees out of the main ways. The resilience of the Puerto Rican people is extremely inspirational, and we're seeing that right now. So amidst the crying and amidst the disaster, there's an incredible spirit of life that's happening amongst everyone on that island right now. And frankly, it's exploding out here to the United States. There's a connection that's happening right now that I think I can't think in my entire lifetime where I've heard Puerto Rico mentioned in so many days. So maybe this tragedy, maybe Maria's tragedy will bring big and positive outcomes to the island.
And given that Massachusetts has the fifth largest number of Puerto Ricans among U.S. states, has the response been what you were hoping for?
It's been what I was hoping for and better. But again, we in the government from local and frankly to federal should figure out how is it that help that we have accumulated will get to the people who need it the most.
Jeffrey Sanchez, state representative here in Massachusetts. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Marco.